So often I think we do this with this story about Martha and Mary. We remember growing up and being the youngest, well, you don't do this, I do this, being the youngest of five and the youngest of three sisters. And my two sisters would be the Marthas in the house, doing everything they possibly could. And I, the youngest, being the Mary in the house, either sitting at the table, listening to my father share whatever wisdom he was sharing that particular day, or be in my place of solitude with a good book and enjoying what the book had to share with me for the longest time. But we get to that place in this story of Martha and Mary that it's about the difference between sitting at Jesus' feet or doing the work while others are sitting. So that sense of, is it the work or is it being silent and still before the Lord? When sometimes this story is about something else. And Jesus always tells us stories because there's something about something else. And it's his words that he says to Martha, "You are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing." Martha wasn't just doing the things of hospitality that were required of that day. When Jesus arrived, or she knew Jesus was arriving, it's sort of like when we know the bishop is coming, we're going to do all the things we need to do to show hospitality to this person. That of itself was appropriate. But when Martha moved her attention from honoring the Lord to, why isn't anyone helping me? She moved it from him to herself. She became distracted by what she thought others should be doing so that she too, because she was probably a little bit jealous of Mary, don't you think? If Mary was sitting there at the feet of Jesus, if your sister was sitting there at the feet of Jesus, if Jesus was there and you were stuck in the kitchen with the fan going and everything else happening and no water in the sink, wouldn't you want to be with Mary? Wouldn't you? She wasn't thinking about what Jesus might be saying. She was thinking about everything else she could possibly think about. She was distracted. Distracted from the one thing that we need, which is to keep our eyes and minds focused on the Lord. It doesn't mean that we don't do the things of hospitality. It doesn't mean that we don't do the things of mission. It does mean that we don't get distracted by all the other reasons we should be doing them. Which is why we're going to go to a passage that the Lord kept telling me to preach today that I kept saying no. So we're going there. It's in your Old Testament. It was in the lectionary. It was Amos chapter 8. So take a deep breath. We're moving gears a little bit. Listen to this word. This is what the Lord showed me, a basket of summer fruit. He said, "Amos, what do you see?" And I said, "A basket of summer fruit." Then the Lord said to me, "The end has come upon my people Israel. I will never again pass them by. The songs of the temple shall become wailings in that day, says the Lord. The dead bodies shall be many, cast out in every place. Be silent. Hear this, you that trample on the needy and bring to ruin the poor of the land, saying, 'When will the new moon be over so that we may sell grain, and the Sabbath so that we may offer wheat for sale? We will make the ephah small and the shekel great and practice deceit with false balances, buying the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of sandals, and selling the sweepings of the wheat. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their deeds. Shall not the land tremble on this account, and everyone mourn who lives in it, and all of it rise like the Nile and be tossed about and sink again like the Nile of Egypt? On that day, says the Lord, I will make the sun go down at noon, and darken the earth in broad daylight. I will turn your feasts into mourning and all your songs into lamentation. I will bring sackcloth on all loins and baldness on every head. I will make it like the morning of an only son, and the end of it like a bitter day. The time is surely coming, says the Lord, when I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread or a thirst for water, but the hearing of the words of the Lord. They shall wander from sea to sea and from north to east. They shall run to and fro seeking the word of the Lord, but they shall not find it. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. When the Lord gave this vision to Amos, the people of Israel had become very distracted. They had become distracted from who they were as the chosen people of God. They had become distracted from who God was to them and what God meant to them and what they meant to God. And they began doing the things of the world, and the poor and the needy were suffering. We as followers of Jesus Christ have many things to distract us right now. We should be weeping about children in detention centers, whether they're clean or not. We should be weeping about countries so terrible that they send children without their family, without their parents, to another country. Regardless of what the real story may or may not be, we should be weeping because there is Ebola again in Africa. We should be weeping because we have people dealing with opioid addictions here in our land. We should be weeping that families are torn apart because of poverty, because of drugs, because of anything that creates separation. We should know that Christ in the Lord weeps when the nation, when the world is broken. And when we become distracted by all the voices, no matter which side they're on, no matter where real truth is and real news is and where fake news is, and there's only one news we as followers of Jesus Christ have, and that is the gospel message of Christ for the salvation of the world. And when we become as distracted by the many things of our lives so that we forget to listen to Jesus Christ and how he calls us to stand and where he calls us to stand and how he calls us to stand, then we fail to be followers of Jesus Christ. And we become as the people of Israel became when Amos spoke those words from the Lord. Mary's one thing was to know that the Lord of the universe was there in that place, and she needed to listen to what he had to say. Martha got distracted by the things of the world that needed to surround that moment. Brothers and sisters in Christ, we have moments here, right now in this world and in this community, that are calling out for us to be followers of Jesus Christ. I can't tell you where to stand on any particular issue other than to stand on the gospel message that God created every single person out of love. And when we have people who are dying, when we have people who are sick and alone and frightened, when we have neighbors who need to know that they are not alone and we are not sharing that message of connection and community, then we are failing not just our neighbor, we're failing God. If you remember the parable of the sheep and the goats, who were the goats? The goats were the ones who went off into the abyss because they did not feed the hungry, clothe the naked, visit the sick, and in prison. We are called to be the gospel message, because Christ has risen from the dead, and we are the hands and feet of Christ here. Amos's words, we might say, well, that was that Old Testament God. God wouldn't desert us. God wouldn't forsake us. But the thing is that God wouldn't, and God doesn't. But do we forsake God? Do we become distracted by whatever hype is coming our way so that we don't see in front of us the homeless man or the homeless woman? That we don't see in front of us the child who needs a better education, but the system will not cover it for her or him? That we don't see our neighbors who are struggling from paycheck to paycheck, who just need to know that they have a neighbor who is there for them? Do we spend time in the midst of God's word and let it speak to us about who we are as followers of Jesus Christ? Paul's words to the people of Colossae. In verse 28, what you read, it is he who we proclaim, warning everyone and teaching everyone in all wisdom, so that we may present everyone, he doesn't just say some, he says everyone, mature in Christ. For this I toil and struggle with all the energy that he powerfully inspires within me. We're not to give up. We're not to surrender. We're not to allow the world to tell us the message the world wants to tell us about the people that God created, about the universe that God created. We are to allow God to tell us and God to remind us to go into those places where we can go and to share the gospel of good news. And sometimes, brothers and sisters, that may be sharing a word to those who are in political offices, to those who are in county offices, to those who are in city offices, to those who are in corporate offices. Whatever it is that we need to say to the people who are harming our brothers and sisters in Christ, to the people who are harming the children of this world. We need to speak, because if we don't speak, we are being silent against the powers of evil, so that the gremlins that want to run around and turn our power off and cause us not to play the right song and cause us not to do this and cause us not to do that distract us from the reality that we are called to love the world. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.